Parashat HaHaremot, we read about the Bigdei Kehuna, the clothes of the Kohanim, the Kohen Hedyot, and the Kohen Gadol, and the Torah tells us about the service of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim. And Halakha says that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol wears Bigdei Lavan. He wears the white vestments during his service, without wearing the gold, the Bigdei Zahav, in order not to remind God in the heavens of the sin of the Jewish people, which was Chet Ha'Egel, which was done with gold. On the day of Kippur, we don't want any sins to be remembered in Shamayim, so the Kohen, who is supposed to be an advocate for the Jewish people, doesn't want to turn into a prosecuting lawyer. As the Gemara teaches the famous rule, En Katigor Na'asa Sanigor, which means the prosecutor cannot become the defender, and therefore he wears Bigdei Lavan, he wears the white Begadim. But the rabbi called Oznaim LaTorah points out that he only wore the white clothes when he was inside the Holy of Holies. However, when he came out and he stood in front of the people, he did put on his Bigdei Zahav. So he asks, if you don't want to remind God, if you don't want to mention any semblance of the sin of the Egel, he shouldn't be allowed to wear the gold clothes all day long, whether he's in the Kodesh Kodashim or outside. So he explains a very important lesson. This concept of not mentioning the sins of the Jewish people and only seeing the good in Klal Yisrael and not being a prosecutor against the Jewish people, that is between you and God. When you're talking to Borei Olam, you're supposed to put the Jewish people in a good light. You're supposed to say, God, forgive the Jewish people, make excuses for them, they didn't know, there's so much tests that are around, it's not their fault. The job of a leader in front of God, when he's in the Holy of Holies, like the Kohen Gadol, and he's talking to Borei Olam, then there is no prosecution. However, when the Kohen Gadol comes out and he's standing in front of the Jewish people, he cannot pacify them and tell them, oh, you're okay, you people are tzaddikim, everything's fine. The Kohen Gadol cannot whitewash the sins of the people. He cannot close his eyes from the problems that the people are having. On the contrary, in front of the Jewish people, he has an obligation to rebuke. In front of the Jewish people, he has an obligation to point out their faults. And therefore, when he came out of the Kodesh Kodashim, he was put on the gold clothes to remind the people of the sin of the Egel, in order they should be remorseful, in order they should repent. Says the Oznaim LaTorah, this answers a very big misconception that people say when a leader or a rabbi would get up and rebuke the people, the reaction of the people is, why is he looking at the bad? You're only supposed to look at the good. You're right. A rabbi, after a speech of fire and brimstone, is supposed to get off the pulpit and turn to Borei Olam in private. God, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They have a lot of yetzer hara. It's not their fault. But to the people have to be aware of the sins that they're doing. Of course, with a sweet tongue, you have to do it. You have to do it with the right diplomacy in the right way. But there is no concept of just closing eyes and letting people get away with the transgressions of the Torah. Hence, there's a difference between the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh Kodashim. Then it's Bigdei Lavan. But outside, it's Bigdei Zahav.